This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We have Aaron Whitecotton, defensive line coach. Coach, thanks for taking some time. Glad to get you in here.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, defensive line, you come from the New York Jets over the last couple of seasons, first year here in Dallas. What are your thoughts after getting a defensive lineman on day two in Donovan Ezeraku?
Man, excited. Honestly, I thought there was no way that he would be there at 44. So
us too.
Yeah, for us to get him where we did, it was really, really exciting. And just another piece, like, we, you know, getting here has been exciting for me because the cupboard's not bare. We got a lot of really good players, you know, from Micah all the way down. So adding another piece to that, I was like, man, it's an exciting day.
You've got a lot of names on that list. I mean, now it's your job to put those pieces together and really make a top-notch front seven. This is a league and now a division specifically that has some really good front sevens. Where do you feel like your group ranks?
I'm focused on the day in, day out of just trying to get these guys better.
Yeah.
You know, developing a relationship, starting to earn their trust. I worry about that first. But to your point, it doesn't matter what level of football is, what division it is, you win the game up front. So we got some good players, good offenses, good defenses in our division, and we got to go win the game up front.
Well, to jump in on the depth there, Coach, I mean, how important is that now to keep these guys fresh? Maybe the rotations. You see all the best teams now. They're able to kind of shuffle in and out. And then the 17-game season, I mean, there's a lot of wear and tear that goes into that.
Yeah, it's critical. Number one is if you play the game the right way, you need to rotate. So if you're playing physical and you're sprinting to the ball every play, then you're going to have to rotate because nobody can do that for 90 plays in a game. So that's number one. Number two, it's cool and it's powerful to have versatility. So I'm blocking this style, and then, oh, wow, this guy came in. He's totally different. That's a unique piece to have. And the last part about this is, knock on wood, that we never even hope of, but if somebody breaks a shoelace, we still got to rush on third down. So if we don't have the depth, if we don't have our group right, then we're going to have problems on a Sunday. We can't live that life.
Matt Eberflus has called the three-tech spot the kind of engine of his defense. What have those conversations been like with him in the last couple of months that you two have been here together, and how to use a guy like Osa in that spot and then kind of build around him too?
Yeah, Coach Flus has been great. Thankfully, and one of the reasons that I'm so fired up to be here is we see it the same way. We're looking at things exactly the same way, how we want our three techniques to play, what we're looking for in that player. The style of play has all been, we're totally on board and totally connected on both of those things. So all the conversations have been incredibly positive and incredibly, just exciting for me. Like, there's no, neither of us have had to bend on what we believe in, because we see things so similarly. So it's been great. And honestly, too, like, Shadi's the same way. Shadi has been amazing with his vision and my vision being so closely aligned. It's been really exciting for me.
Coach, there's a lot of noses left over in this draft. We all like. Do you like your noses 310 pounds or like 330 pounds?
I like guys that make plays.
For sure. Good answer.
So, yeah. You got to be careful in any way, shape, or form of ever putting somebody in a box. If you look at it, if you just said, hey, well, all the best, all the all-pro DNs in this league look like this, then that's why all these people made a mistake on that not taking Micah. Because some of those traits don't fit. But gosh dang, the guy can play football. Yeah. Well, we got, you know what I'm saying? Then we got to make those decisions. So we just look for, like, putting the puzzle together on each person, what is going to be the best fit. Now, you know, we ain't going to go out there and get a 250-pound two technique, right? But, like, 320 versus 3, I don't know about all that. I want a baller. How about that?
Right.
You were pretty active on the pro day circuit this draft class. First off, how was that process? And second, these campus food spots, did you have a favorite?
Oh, shoot.
I'm around the country.
I'm up out of there so fast. That I don't,
you're not eating?
No, try to, and then also, too, it's like the, you know, that time of year, I'm just, on my mind, I'm trying not to gain weight. You know, you're moving around so much.
I know how that goes.
Hey, dude, I got to tell you, I'm not going out here to eat restaurants.
That's tough.
It's great. I try every year to make that a huge part of the offseason, and the Cowboys were over the top supportive of it, you know, and they were great. Will and his staff and Mitch, Shoddy, Flus, all the guys, hey, go out there and see. My thing is, I would never buy a house without looking at it. Mm-hmm. I would never buy a car without looking at it. I would never, like, do anything without test driving it. And sometimes you're out there on the road and you're just – maybe you're marking a guy off the list. Sometimes he's showing you something in person that you didn't know he had. Or sometimes you're finding out information from another coach there or somebody there that's like, well, dang, this guy really fits what we're doing personally or character-wise. So in that way, it's just such a valuable opportunity to get boots on the ground and see what these dudes are really about, see them move, see them interact. It's just, to me, like I said, I'm not a Carvana guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to go to the lot.
And you kind of answered my question already, but a lot of these guys or some of these top guys aren't doing the pro day workouts just because they do the combine or things of the sort. What is the value you still get from going to those schools? You mentioned talking to coaches. Is there anything else that really benefits you?
You know, you can spend time with the player. There's no limit on that. So you can spend time with the player and you really get to know him, get to know his why, get to know what he's all about, start building a relationship, hey, can we make this work? Like, is this a good working relationship? Because I firmly believe that there's a lot of players that go to situations, and this is not a shot at any team. It's just the truth. That's not the right situation for them, for whatever reason that is. And so me getting on the same page with the player, knowing what he's all about, what his values are. So I got to know, like, when he gets here, he's going to fit right in. He's going to be perfect for us, and we're going to be perfect for him, because if we're not giving him what he needs, he's not going to be at his best. And that doesn't benefit the Cowboys. That doesn't benefit the kid. So spending time directly with the kid is also a big part of that.
You seem to really tap into that with Solomon Thomas. And I know you've talked about him quite a bit because you both came over from New York, but we just got to talk with him on our show last week. And I mean, he was gushing, man. Yeah. He lit up when we brought up your name. What made that relationship work so well? And how can he now help this new room that you have as you guys bring in what you were doing so well with New York?
You know, well, we spend more time together than I spend with my kids, you know, so why make it miserable? And he's such an incredible human. Forget football. Just, like, lay football out over there. He's an incredible human being. Like, all the stuff that he does for our community, all the stuff that he has done in the mental health world, all the stuff that he has done to help others outside of himself and be honest and transparent. He's an amazing guy. And so I told, I don't think I've told many people this. I think I told Sally, but the most stressful part of this offseason for me, at the end of the year last year, Sally's parents come to every game. And so, you know, we've been, was this like year 4 or 5 together, working together? So I see his parents before every game. And we had the last game in New York. And so I go over and I give his mom a hug. I give his dad a hug. And I'm like, hey, look, I don't know what's going to happen here. I don't know what's going to happen with me. But wherever I am, I'm going to try to get your son with me. So that was more stressful than anything. I was like, Lord have mercy. I got to find a way to get this dude on the Cowboys. If I don't, I promised his parents, you know what I'm saying? Like, what am I going to do if I don't get this guy? I'm never be able to talk to him again. So having that interaction with them and then seeing it come back to fruition, like these guys, if we're doing it right, we're all family. You know, it's not just Solomon. It's all of them. Like, if we're doing it right, then our family, because we spend so much time together, and this is such a hard league. It's such a hard sport that if we don't have brotherhood and we don't have family, we're not going to reach our peak.
Amen.
One of the newer members of your family now is Mozzie Smith. It's a guy who is, you're kind of waiting for that next step for him in his game. What do you feel like that next step is? And what have you seen from him on film that you're like, okay, if we can do this right or tweak this, he can be, you know, an all caliber player.
Well, first off, back up to the pro day circuit. I was at his pro day. We met, and I genuinely like Mozzie. I think Mozzie is, he's a great human being. He's a great person, and I feel intensity in him. I feel strength. I feel power. Like, and I'm talking about his personality. And it was, I was really excited. Like, we were definitely considering him in New York. I don't, you know, obviously I can't read Joe's mind, but I know that he was a strong part of the conversation, and Dallas snatched him up before we could. So that's first off, first and foremost, when I get here, I'm like, well, this is great. I love this dude coming out.
That's all.
Like, you know, he's a powerful, explosive, and long athlete. That's exactly what I'm looking for. So, you know what I mean? Like, it was so exciting. He's one of the many. Like, I could go down the list of, like, I love Sam. I loved Mozzie. I loved Peyton Turner. You know, all these guys that we just consensus loved coming out in the draft. Like, we've added this Marshawn Nealon. I loved Marshawn. Yeah. I went to Western Michigan and had dinner with Marshawn Nealon. I'm like, this guy's amazing. He's a great kid. He's a good player. And he did his workout the next day. So Mozzie's like one of those guys in that group. You're like, man, I love this guy coming out. It's great to have him here. Cover name Bear.
Following up about Solomon Thomas, how were you able to get him here? What were the conversations around that?
You know, we just did we went through our whole process, the free agent process, and that's where I give credit to Mr. Jones, Steven, Coach Shoddy, Will, Alex Loomis, those guys going through the whole process. And I just, you know, and Coach Fluce just laid out what this guy means to us. What he provides as a football player, as a playmaker on this team, and then those guys went to work and they did their stuff. And another great thing was Coach Fluce was fired up about him. So Coach, you know, we have all these people who are excited to get him here, and he's not the only one. All the guys that we ended up signing, we were all excited on, and just a credit to all those guys going through that process, and they made it happen. I was just I just put my, I don't want to say 2 cents in, like maybe four or six.
Couple cents one way or the other. Defensive line coach Aaron Whitecotton joining us here on the draft show. Coach, thanks so much for taking some time. Can't wait to see what you have in store for 2025.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate y'all.
There he goes. Awesome stuff, as always.